Oh, by the way, I used ChatGPT to help me with this answer, which leads perfectly into our next conversation with Dacia Milden from CNET. Man, Dacia, there's so much fear and doom and gloom over AI, and I know a lot of it's justified, but utilizing AI for any everyday things can really help out. And it turns out it can save us some money too, huh?
Yeah, it really comes down to using ChatGPT as your guide to save you money on maybe even negotiating bills. So thinking about even your cell phone bill, seeing if you can get that right script to go ahead and say, hey, can I get this bill cut? Can I get a discount? It really can become a really helpful tool that you can use to save you a few bucks.
Dacia, you're the one of the editors at CNET. Amanda Smith, I just thought, so cleverly wrote this article. What a great way to use it. So yeah, what we're talking about here is talking to the companies when we are trying to negotiate something, whether it's a fee or a bill, and like having the and being armed with the right language to use. So let's just back up for a second, Dacia. Can you explain as best as possible what ChatGPT is in 30 seconds, broad strokes, in case we have some newcomers here?
Absolutely. ChatGPT is an AI tool, artificial intelligence, where you'll pretty much enter a prompt and AI, or better known in this case, ChatGPT, will give you an answer, and you can refine that as much as you need, ask for more information, even get a little bit more detailed based on your own experience.
All right. So we came across this idea about lowering bills. Can you kind of walk us through the example, right? Like the question that was asked of ChatGPT and kind of the answer, broadly speaking, of what it spit out.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and go with a just general example of reoccurring expenses. I'm seeing if you can lower your phone bill as a good example here. You'll basically just go into ChatGPT, type in something along the lines of how to negotiate my AT&T bill. I actually just did this a few minutes ago, and it gave me a really easy, simple walkthrough of reviewing my account, going through and seeing if I can call customer service, where exactly I can find that phone number even, and explaining my situation. It even points out in a really conversational way that I can point out that I'm a longtime customer and that my account is in good standing. So different things like that that I can use to walk through and negotiate with my cell phone provider. And also I can use competition as leverage. And if need be, I can also ask for another specialist. So it walks me through each and every one of those steps so that when I get on the phone with my provider, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I know what I'm asking for and how to ask it. So it's a really good step-by-step guide. I can change it up as I need to fit my own tone and my own needs. But it really is right there. I guess you could say as a handy notebook as you're talking to your provider.
I like that. It organizes your thoughts in a very clear way. And it obviously, the way ChatGPT works is it pulls from the internet, all of the internet, sometimes videos on the internet, experiences, blogs, forums, anything that has been published on the internet. It pulls from that to kind of come up with the best information. So if ChatGPT is working on all cylinders, Dacia, it essentially is giving you a playbook that for some reason or another has been written somewhere on the internet. It just finds it for you and organizes it. Is that a fair way to kind of sum it up?
I would definitely say that that is a fair way. You want to make sure that as you are getting any information from the internet, even when you're going through a tool such as ChatGPT, you want to be mindful of the information. So reading through, if there's anything that stands out to you, definitely looking into it, getting more information where necessary, but just being mindful that it is information from the internet. So definitely to use your best judgment.
Yeah, that's a fair point to remind us all that, yes, ChatGPT is limited in that it is still pulling from the internet. Another example was the reporter walking through two fees that she hadn't noticed on her bank bill. And she prompted ChatGPT to saying, hey, I have these two fees. She was very specific. Here's my account. Of course, and we should also say no numbers or anything like that. You'd be nonspecific. And ChatGPT, boy, they had like such a nice little game plan there.
Yeah. I really love this breakdown that it broke down not only the incoming wire fee as one of those fees, but just specifically what you should be looking for, but also the ATM fee. So being extremely specific what you should look for. And I even love that further down, there is the example that points out how long you've been a customer, how much the fee is, and really going through and seeing if this can be really straightforward to make negotiating that bill and saving you money really simple.
Yeah. I again, these are things that may come easily to people who are used to maybe calling customer service. Although a lot of people, I imagine, start using their temper, and I will consider myself, I've been in that camp before. But a lot of good reminders about this, the specific language to use. Just broadening out, Daisha, I think this is just one of those areas where, you know, we needn't be afraid of AI. I think being skeptical of it and acting accordingly is important. But it really can be a useful tool, and ChatGPT is just one example.
I would say yes. ChatGPT and other AI tools can definitely be helpful. Again, it just circles back to making sure that you use your due diligence, make sure you follow your best judgment. Even if you need to tailor that script, let's say ChatGPT gives you one that you feel really good about, you can always tailor it to your best needs. And also just, again, making sure that you are looking into everything, fact-checking, double-checking as much as you can. It is a tool. Sometimes you will see errors even on the internet. So just making sure that you're going through, reading everything. But overall, it can be a really helpful tool when you get on the phone and negotiate with your provider.
Daisha, this is great stuff from CNET. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.